right, kia ora and welcome back. Well, books, books, books and books. It's time for Book of the Week. And this week we have Ray in the studio. Hello, Ray.
Kia ora, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good.
How's life?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's the sun is shining. Yes. Spring is here. The daffodils and the blossoms are out. It's just delightful. I always get a little buzz.
What about the prospect of snow this week?
Oh, well, you know, that's what that spring just throws brings. Me. It does. It's very odd, isn't it? It's like wardrobe whiplash. Like, you got your sandals out one day and then you're like,
yeah.
Oh,
okay, yeah. No, put that all yeah, away. Yeah, put that all away. Fine.
No, I didn't need that yet. Yeah. So it's exciting. I'm reading in the sunshine.
Yes.
That's what I want to fill my summer with.
And tell me, are you someone who needs adult supervision?
Oh, yeah. That's the title of the book.
Yeah,
and
right.
That's why I was drawn to it.
Yeah.
Because I do indeed need adult supervision, even though I'm a grown up.
It's fine, I get it.
I know. Everyone gets it, right? It's by Emily Wright, who's very well known. She's a Wellington writer.
She went viral
with some blogs that were like very horny a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, she was blogging about like her life as a new parent, but then like had a few wines, watched a movie that featured Tarzan? The nude, it was like a couple of years ago, and then she wrote this blog,
and then
overnight it was like a sensation, and she's been writing
really
funny stuff ever since. Yeah, so she writes about parenting, but she also writes about all kinds of like pop culture and stuff.
Tarzan and porn.
Yeah, yep, and yep, that, cool. I guess. And so this is her second book. Her first one was called Rants in the Dark, and it got turned into a stage show as well.
I did
toured around.
Cool.
Yeah, and it was about like the early, when her kids were really young. She's got two kids. And then this one is like a follow-up. It's a series of essays, so there's and they're very bite-sized. Like, some of them are kind of half a page, some of them are a couple of pages, so
handy.
It's one that you can like sort of pick up and then put away again and
then find again
and like which I feel like would be great. I'm not a parent myself, but I feel like that would be the kind of vibe a parent might like to read.
Well,
is like, oh,
you realistically probably don't have the
30 seconds.
Time.
Yeah, let me read this in the 30 seconds that I have, you know. And I think it's just delightful. Like the essays are so varied, so you could I've been reading it in kind of more like in longer sittings, and so it's been really fascinating to have this kind of whiplash of like, you know, you're laughing one minute and then the next minute it's like crushingly like, oh, the weight of the world is so, and then seconds later you're back to like having a real good giggle about the wild things kids say. I've really enjoyed that aspect of it, and now I'm going to consult my notes because I do this every time.
It's interesting though, like I feel like simply scrolling through social media, you can go through that roller coaster.
Yeah.
Where, like, you watch something really funny, and then it's like floods or a bushfire somewhere, and you're like, oh my God.
Reminds me of Bo Burnham's song about the internet on.
I think I know it.
And it's just this like crazy chaos.
Yeah,
it's like
one
moment you've got this thing advertised to you, and then seconds later you're like in the depths of despair. About, But these ones are like much more personal. One of her kids has type 1 diabetes, and she talks about that in the book quite a lot. And in those bits it does, and there are other bits where it does get a little political, and it's like it is kind of a commentary on like the way we view parents in society and the way we view kids and their intelligence in society, which is like, you know, she's got a lot to say about those things and the wisdom we can get from kids and the ways that they like don't get centered in their own like healthcare and all of that kind of stuff is like fascinating to read about. And I just think it would make like such a great as I said, I'm not a parent myself, but I've got lots of friends who are, and it's just like a real nice, I've really enjoyed being reminded of just how like intense that world is. It's given me this like, I mean, I admire them all the time, but it just, like, reading this has given me a new appreciation for all that they do.
Oh, gosh, yes. And I often, like, remember back to when I was a kid, and you never thought of your parents in the context of, like, having their own lives,
yeah,
or their own personalities,
yep,
type thing. Like, yeah, it was all wrapped up in you.
Exactly. And like, there's more and more writing now that is coming from like, from that experience of parenting, and bringing your whole self to parenting,
yeah,
and
yeah,
and all of the ways that you try and maintain your own identity and wrapped up in parenting. And it's just fascinating to read about. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah. So it's a great book. I highly recommend.
Yeah. So what is it one more time?
It's called Needs Adult Supervision, Lessons in Growing Up. And it's by Emily Wrights.
And I love the name. And it's a lovely bright coloured book as well.
Yeah,
you can't miss it.
It's really eye-catching. It's bright pink. It's got a lot of neon. It's great.
It's fantastic. Well, if people are interested in this book, where can they find Scorpio Books?
They can find Scorpio Books at the VNZ Centre, which is, I never know which street to say. I do this every single time.
It is a hard one.
Like Cashel Street, Hereford Street, Colombo Street, the Terrace. You can get to it from all of those streets.
It's hard to not find, really.
It's hard to not find. Yeah, come say hi.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for being in the studio with us today.
Thank you for having me, Liam.
Have another wonderful day filled with books and literature.
Thank you.